my own business that I run out of my house. Imagine if I had a business that I had to go somewhere to go do something with.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you just, you're not going to, like, this expectation that he has all this time available to you. It's just not it.
Yeah.
And I can't remember the woman who I heard say it. Can't remember the woman I heard say it, but she said that unfortunately for women, the better the man, the more you have to share.
The better the man,
the more you have to share. Because a good man is going to, a good man is going to always be needed by more than just you.
Yeah.
Whether that is the community.
Yeah.
You know, whether that's other kids, whether that's, like, he's going to be needed by more than just you. And if you can't handle the fact that he's needed by more than just you, then you don't, like, you got to get away from it. Like, how that hit home for me is my stepdad. I could not have asked for a better person to aspire to be, right? My stepdad, when my mama met him, he was doing odd jobs. He worked as a temp at the same place that she worked at. And that's how they met or what have you. But, like, he built decks and worked on cars and just a whole bunch of stuff in order to kind of keep money flowing in while he was being laid off from time to time at this manufacturing job.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have watched this man not at one point in time make more money than my mama. Mm. My mother has always out-earned my pops. My mom has never emasculated him.
Mm-hmm.
She has never devalued what he knew. She will be the first to tell you she has what she has because of him.
Mm-hmm.
Because whether he can buy it or build it, if we needed it, he made it happen. The man had a van that didn't have any seats in it. It was this old yellow van. And my mom said that she told my dad, "You can't put my kids in that van and not have no seats in that van."
Mm-hmm.
So the man built a box to put in the van. It was like a 15 passenger van or whatever. He built a box and then he built seatbelts
mm-hmm.
in the van. Because my mom said, "You can't have my kids in that van and there not be no seats in that van. It's just not going to work for me."
Mm-hmm.
Like, kid, I have learned every trade skill that I have. The core of it has came from him showing me this, that, and the third. Like, whether it's carpentry, metalworking, all of it. And it's through him and her, I have seen an example of why all of this shit that is on social media is bullshit. My mom has had to share this man. He coached me from the time I was 7 to the time I was 15 years old
mm-hmm.
in sports. He was my he was the VP of our Little League Association. Right?
Mm-hmm.
My mama had to share that dude.
Yeah.
I had to share my dad with people who didn't have dads. I always had somebody staying at the house who ain't had no pops around. It was crazy. You heard the Clips album?
Yes, love it.
Remember when Malice goes, I share my dad with the first song. He's like, I shared you with my friends, the pops they never had. That hit a very special place for me because I know exactly what that feels like. Like, I had the dad that everybody used as a replacement dad. You're going to have to share a good man in some form or fashion. What you can't be is you cannot be insecure on whether or not that man is yours or not.
That's how I was with my mom. I knew from a very young age that nobody had a mom like mine. But I was never jealous or felt slighted that all these kids came to my house to see my mom or these babies that were dropped off, like they're getting too much of my mom. My mom was like the person that had enough to go around, so I never felt slighted.
I think the point we have gotten to is people used to share their good man, right? Women used to share their good man.
Now women ain't got no boundaries. You can't do that.
And it's like you even women who have good men, when they want to show his goodness, they're met with opposition. So they're like, and the healthy thing to do, and it's bad, but the healthy thing to do is to be like, you know what? You don't mean me any harm, so I'm not going to do this anymore. So now you're not going to see it. I'm going to take you away from this. And so now we're just flooded with futures and NBA young boys. And it's crazy.
Why does that man have so many kids?
Because he got so many kids. Future has so many kids.
NBA young boy.
Oh, NBA young boy. With him too. They get to do what they do because of the people around them. Not even the women that they land with are telling them that they are wrong. Like, no, nothing is. If there is one thing you take from this, you take from conversation, there is nothing more influential to a man than the woman who is his best nut. Not his mama, not his aunties, his cousins, no, none of them. There's not a sports Kobe Bryant quote there is nothing on this earth more influential to the man than the woman who is his best nut. Like, if the woman who is humping you, who is humping you and getting you to the point to where you just go to sleep right afterwards, if that woman says something is not right, then it's not right. If she says it's okay, then it's okay. If she says it's okay for you to go around and deal with these other women and all this other kind of stuff, guess what? You go around and deal with these other women. And the longer you deal with that person, the more, or I should say, the further away from what is right you go. Like, it's just, it is what it is. I know you've lost your best eater before.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Some of you lost your best eater. It is a very depressing feeling to lose your best eater. That's why it's depressing. Because your best eater is a place of peace. And a peace of mind that you just cannot get anywhere else. That is what your best eater. Now, your best eater doesn't necessarily have to be a sexual reference. Typically, it is. But doesn't necessarily have to be a sexual preference. I mean, a sexual thing. Right? But when you lose that space of just complete, man, time don't even matter.
Oh, okay. So, I would say my best eater is not necessarily my best eater, but I will say my best time in relationships ever was within the time frame of my mind being naive. I was in bliss.
Mm-hmm.
Bliss,
mm-hmm.
Bliss, 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 bliss. But once reality hit me,
Because your coochie didn't need nothing to be wet. It was just wet just for the hell of it. You had no
somebody sense. Traveling with extra panties in the bag at all times.
All times, right?
All because, you, time. Because
you had no your brain, you was at a point where your brain had no effect on whether or not that kitty was swimming or not.
And it was a matter of text me. You lucky I can't drop a pin in the location yet because we years behind.
Yes.
Exactly. Pull up.
And you know what's funny? You know what's funny? That goes back into that swings back into the age gap conversation. Cause let me tell you. Do older women have good sex? Yes, they do. But there is a big difference between having to warm up a vehicle and me just being able to climb in that thing. There is a huge difference. There's a huge difference. And I think that's a part of the conversation that gets left out. Once a woman hits a certain amount of experiences and age and all of that, it's nothing against her. It's not to pass judgment. But honestly, you're not. Sex becomes such an mental and emotional thing that you wire yourself to not be aroused by any old thing.
I feel like that has always been my problem, though.
No, it wasn't always your problem.
In reality, for me personally, because I can't speak for nobody else, that has always been mental for me.
But didn't you just say you had to ride around with an extra pair of panties?
Yes, but because mentally, in my mind, that person was extremely fuckable in my mind first before he was anything physical.
Okay. So I get what you're saying now. I get what you're saying. You're talking about a particular, and you're talking about a person that got you that way.
Yes, it wasn't anybody.
Okay. So what I am referring to is the fact that what I'm referring to is the fact that at a younger age, that 22, 23-ish, I don't have to warm that up. I don't have to warm that up. Someone who is 30, I gotta work on a little bit, depending on her situation.
Their health.
And all that. Somebody who
is
my age at 40. Do you know how much work that is?
And I would like to ask the Lord my 5,693 question. Why would you make women sex drive go higher as they get older and men get lower as they get older? And then on the flip side of the
I can answer that question for you. I can answer that question for you. It's a very simple answer.
What is the answer?
What is the answer? Yes. Because you shouldn't be trying to be with a man who isn't already content with life. While a man is young and he got all the energy in the world, that is his time to explore. That is his time to work. That is his time in order to figure out who he is as a man and to use that energy to become that person.
But what are women supposed to do with that energy?
You say what?
What are older women supposed to do with that energy later?
What are older... So,
because our want and drive goes higher in our 40s, 50s.
Yeah, yeah.
Men in their 40s and 50s trying to go to sleep by 9 o'clock.
Yeah, very much so. I am very much so trying to be in bed by 9 o'clock. Matter of fact, you got me up 2 hours past my bedtime right now. But here is the part that you're... The part that I think that gets missed. I am up 2 hours past my normal bedtime.
Right.
Because I do. I be trying to get into bed by 9 o'clock. I still be up by like 10. Yeah. Excuse me. But you got me up. You got me talking. You got me engaged. And I still got stuff to do. Mm. And when I get off this thing with you, I'm going to go do that stuff. And I'm going to do it with a smile on my face. And I'm going to wake up in the morning without feeling drained or tired or anything. What you're supposed to do with that energy is be the battery for a man who now understands who he needs to be for you. That's where it's supposed to go. Because a dude, once we're in our 40s and our drive starts to drop off and all that stuff, that is scientifically a fact. However, that drive or whatever, it kick in whenever we got something we kick in for the right energy. And for the energy that feeds who we are trying to become as a dude. Mm-hmm. Or who you're trying to be as a man. It does. You, which is why at 40, I'm able to hang with somebody who's 25. If I can hang with somebody who's 25, I can hang with a woman that's 40. I can hang with a woman that's 45. I can hang with a woman that's 50. I can hang with anybody. The issue comes into play, or the issue that comes into play is, are you draining me of my energy, or are you giving me the energy to get back to you? And so God had made it to where ours are going down and y'all's is coming up, because by this time, what is supposed to have happened is I'm supposed to understand who I am as a man, and you're supposed to understand who you are as a woman, and we're supposed to be feeding each other. As opposed to one person serving the other person and just the other person. It is supposed to be, you're supposed to be everything that I'm not, and I'm supposed to be everything that you're not. That is what's supposed to be happening. Okay. If he made our sex drive, and on top of that, health-wise, it ain't good. It ain't necessarily good for you to be having children in your 40s. So why would you give me this supernatural sex drive at 40 years old, and then here you are at 40 years old, both of us got this high-ass sex drive, and you can be trying to pop out babies at 40, 45, 50 years old. I'm not saying it can't be done. Hey, not saying it shouldn't be done.
I am proof.
Not saying it shouldn't be done, but at the same time, is it the most healthy?
No.
It's not the most healthy. Just because it can be done doesn't mean that it can be done, and just because it's not bad if it gets done doesn't mean that it necessarily should be done.
Right.
If you can avoid it. But that's where it is. Hell, at 45 years old, the odds of a woman's body getting back to what it was pre-baby at 45 years old is so slim without some serious help and some serious work. And he ain't supposed to be doing all that. He's supposed to be enjoying the fruits of your labor. So that's why he did that. So, because I ain't supposed to be impregnating nobody 45 years old, 50 years old.
Unless you're a Jamaican man,
Unless you're a Jamaican man, y'all different though. Y'all, them Jamaicans, they different. They are.
You have your auntie and your cousin in the same class with your nephew.
It's crazy.
Wow,
it's crazy. And it's funny. I got a cousin who I met him when I was 17 years old, and he was 17. When we met. He's never once dated anyone less than 30.
Shit.
He's never dated anyone. And when I went to the service and came back, he was dating one that was 40. So he dated 30-year-olds before he was 18. And then, like, he turned 18, got to 21, and then he started dating 40-year-olds. And then when we got to our 30s, he started dating women who was 55, 60 years old. It was crazy. They love him. They love him. They absolutely positively love him. He can't even process talking to someone his age.
It is bored.
Hilarious. You said what?
He's going to be bored.
He sure as hell do. He'd be like, I ain't even got nothing in common with them little assholes.
You ain't had nothing in common with them old ass women either, except a good time.
Oh my God. And then it was so fun. I used to hang with them, and I loved it. I ain't had to pay for nothing.
Of course.
The women would give him their card and just splurging. Mm. Be like, what you drinking? And I'm like, I'm good. Nah, what you drinking? What you drinking? Yeah, I got it. And I'm like, fool, that ain't your name on that card. Boy, I got it. Right. I ain't ask no questions. But yeah, it's hilarious. And I watched him. See, I watched him, and I always thought he was being used. And
was somebody at your age when you were younger looking at you like you were?
Mm-hmm. Like I'm pretty sure. Actually, no. Well, I don't know. I'm pretty sure that my good decision has somebody who looks at her like she's using me, huh?
Yeah, perfect.
I'm pretty sure. I shouldn't be that naive. But at the same time, I don't feel like I'm being used because I get so much out of it.
Yeah.
And I don't know any other way to say it. I get so much out of the relationship that I don't feel as if I'm being used, even if that's what she's doing.
And I don't, the reason why I'm just like, okay, cool, because when you said both of y'all know like there's an end time, that made it up for me, because I would say when I was in my naive state of bliss, in an older relationship with someone, what really kept it going was the hope of more.
Mm-hmm.
But because y'all kind of like laid it out of what it would be, and there is no hope of more, I don't mm-hmm. feel like there's any room for play of manipulation.
I get it. I wouldn't say there's no hope for more. I would say that in order for there to be more, she would have to, there's things that she would have to do. Mm-hmm. Because in order for, and again, you know, this kind of swing back to the difference in age. I have found how I want to live, how I'm able to provide the life that I want to have, all that kind of stuff. Right. And she would have to accept how I'm able to do these things. Right. And not look at it as me being controlling or anything other than just me doing what I need to do in order for us to be. And I think her age will allow her to be accepting of it. I think is how I want to say that. I believe her age will allow her to be accepting of it if she chooses to. Whereas someone my age, their age might not necessarily allow them to be accepting of it.
Right.
You know, it just might not allow them to be accepting of it because of what they, got going on and all of that. You know, When I turn 50. If you already 50 and we talking 9 years from now, and you already 50, now you 59. Yeah. Can you relocate out of the country?
Right. You should be.
Are you comfortable? Are you comfortable with it?
Mm-hmm.
Are you willing to leave behind what you have to leave behind?
Yeah.
You know? And so that is, you know, I definitely her, that is something that her age actually allows for there to be some, if she wants there to be hope.
Yeah.
For us to be like, and you know, I'll tell you, like I told her, I was like, it's nothing against you. It's nothing that, you know, if you tell me that you can't do it anymore, or this ain't working out for you, or you want more, but you know, you can't agree or go with how to get there. I told her, I was like, oh yeah, just let me know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is it going to hurt? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll be sad. I would be an absolute asshole to not feel nothing if what I have is gone.
Mm-hmm.
But that hurt ain't gonna last long. Because,
right.
You know, at the end of it all, I have found how I wanted to live. I'm going to live it.
Mm-hmm.
Live this way. And you can either roll or not roll. And it's just what it is. And I think a lot of women my age see and hear me talk, and they're like the idea of it is great, but either they can't do it, or if I tweak some things, they can do it. So they want me to tweak. No, I'm not tweaking. Like, this is what I have laid out. This way, if what you bring to the, I'm gonna use the trigger word.
What?
If what you bring to the table,
what?
If what you bring to the table you know, doesn't fit with what I got going on. You can't sit at the table. Oh my God, I hate that conversation. I hate that conversation. I do. I hate that conversation. I do. I so hate that conversation. and I'm petty. When I had a time, I'm super petty about it. Mm-hmm. I like picking. I really like picking with women about that goddamn conversation. I can't stand that conversation.
That conversation is triggering, and the 50%.
Oh my God. That is hilarious. My response to the table conversation, because honestly, a dude who has don't really give a damn about what a woman has.
Exactly.
He just doesn't. Because at the end of the day, she wants somebody to take care of her anyway.
So, and a woman who cares is not counting.
Is not counting, right? So, but the way I'm petty with the conversation mm-hmm. is, I tell women, I was like, your job is not to bring nothing to the table. Because I'm the table. Mm-hmm. I am the table. Mm. There is nothing that you can bring to the table. I am the table. Your responsibility is to manage the maintenance of the table. Because at the end of the day, the table is where you eat at, right? So if the leg's a little wobbly, you're supposed to be able to tighten the legs up. If a leg break, you're supposed to be able to, let's say it's four legs, you're supposed to be able to, you know, replace one of the legs long enough until the legs get replaced and fixed and stood up on its own. If the table needs to expand and need a leaflet, you're supposed to be able to maintain the leaflet, because life is going to put shit on the table. Life is going to put you. The table is me, my character, my discipline, my honesty, my genuineness. Like that's, as a man, that's the table. Your job is to manage those things, because life is going to put shit on the table. It's going to put kids, life going to put turmoil, it's going to put bad seasons where money look funny. It's gonna put all this stuff on the table, and your job is to make sure that this table don't crash.
And before sometimes before you get all of that on the table, because that's what you think I should carry, if you see the table already got cracks in it, it's not at its best, and you put things on it that you're depending on that table holding up, you are part of the problem.
You're part of the problem. Before you put anything on the table, you're supposed to tighten the screws of the damn thing.
Okay? If there's cracks in it, you're supposed to be like,
hey, where's the wood filler?
Or do we need to get a new table?
Let me get a new filler. Where's the wood filler? Where's the wood filler? Right? So I like picking. That is, and the 50, oh my God, the 50-50. Anybody who argues the 50-50 thing, anybody who argues it has never been in an actual fulfilling relationship.
Right. And they've never been in a relationship where they like the person for real.
Yeah, because anybody who's been in a relationship where they actually liked the person and the relationship was fulfilling, mm-hmm. you know that nothing about that relationship is 50-50.
Right. It's like the epitome of women going to TJ Maxx. They don't know what they spent.
No,
they don't give a fuck.
No. It ran home. It ran it home. Like you did, like they've gone, or they've gone to gone to what you call it, and just grab stuff and put it in a cart, and then they get to a cash register and be like, "Damn, I can't believe I grabbed all this."
And still slide the cart.
And still gonna slide the cart. He's still gonna slide the cart. He's still gonna slide the cart. So why are you worried about it?
Yeah, I don't. Time.
I have, and it's funny to me. It's funny to me because we very much so live in a transactional society, right? We very much so live in a transactional society, and it's funny to me, because I tell people I used to spend $6,500 to $7,000 a month in bills for a woman to tell me I never did anything for her.
Woo-wee.
And yet, I know women that I can give $500 and they will act like Simone Biles on my dick.
Oh,
I can spend about $2,000. I can bang this woman once a week. I can bang this woman once a week, spend about $2,000, still have my bills, spend less money, and be so happy. Because she's going to do everything that I ask her to do. Because she's just so thankful. And it's like, depending on the aesthetic that I want, I'd have to spend more money. But I would never spend as much as I would have to spend with that, or how much I had to spend with that woman who told me I ain't never do nothing for her.
You know what's so crazy? I think a lot of things that holds some men back with women who they do a lot for, and that woman is just like shrugs, but you don't do this, is the fact that too many men who are willing to do what it takes to make somebody else's life easy, they do not calculate the other work that they're putting in order to provide. Y'all don't calculate your sanity. Y'all don't calculate appreciation. Y'all don't calculate the time that y'all taking away from taking care of yourselves in order to show up for somebody else. Right. When it comes to how much does this woman cost? And not in a girl, how much is your pussy worth? How much do you cost on my day to day, on my week to week, on my month to month? And is it?
And it's because what is funny is I believe that most men now are starting to are quote unquote woke to the fact that all the rules are different depending on who, how much she likes you.
Yep.
Because the woman who I was doing all of this for ended up knocking down a guy that did nothing for her, who just gave her some weed and got her drunk. And he got everything I got everything I should have got. Or feel that I should have got him. Right? It becomes one of those things where it becomes real easy, especially if you have the means. If you're a guy and you have the means, it becomes real easy to fall into the trap of the transactional.
Because it's gonna challenge that ego.
You said what?
It's gonna challenge that ego.
You said because it challenges the ego?
It's going to challenge the ego.
So is that part of it? Yes. I will say that's part of it. But honestly, the biggest part of it is whether you feel like dealing with it or not. So just, you know, full transparency. I got three women in my phone right now that I could call, and I could call them. It's 11:30. Yeah, I can call them. Each one of them would have a different price.
Okay.
For the same treatment. Mm-hmm. I could get the same treatment for all three of them, but each of them would be at a different rate.
Okay.
The difference in the rate is just the aesthetics. That's the only difference. The only difference in the three of them is the aesthetics. One aesthetically is kind of like, if we're doing a scale of 1 to 10, she's probably a 4.
Mm.
She's probably a 4. She will do anything that I would need her to do. Right? She if I called her right now, she'd stop what she's doing and she would come. Mm. Right? The other one I would say is from a general standpoint, 6 or 7. Right, depending on how she's doing her hair and the outfit she got on, she might be an 8 or 9.
Mm-hmm.
Right, cost a little more for her to show up,
okay.
But she's gonna do everything that the 4 will do. It's just gonna cost a little more because aesthetically, she's more pleasing. And then there's. She's probably top 10 in any room that she walks in. I mean, and very natural, you know, as far as like her body and all that stuff, no BBL or none of that stuff. Just this natural, like, looks so good in sweats and
She Gets a Pod will be right back after this message. It's fall again. Everyone's going to be bundled up, hiding inside. Under their coziest sweaters, under their favorite throw, watching their favorite show. Because most people like fall, like me. You're supposed to be with people you care about, people you love, people who make you laugh. But what if you don't have those people? That returning dark cloud might be back. You don't feel in the mood for fun. You're missing people because, you know, you just don't want to be the victim again. You don't want to be the reason why everybody's sad or everybody stops having their fun because you're feeling a certain type of way. So you're quiet about it. But some of us need professional help that can be found on our phones or online. And when you're looking for that, you can always check out our sponsor, BetterHelp, and see what options you have to speak to someone and be heard, because we all have things that we're carrying that's a bit heavier than the next person. And usually fall time, when it gets a bit darker, when less people are available because their schedules are so busy, we need someone to talk to. So if you're looking for a safe place to just have someone to talk to who can professionally help you with the tools to work through your thoughts and feelings, try our sponsor, www.betterhelp.com/shegetsit. You can get 10% off your first month, so stop worrying and get the help you need today. Now back to the show.
T-shirt, you say to yourself, what the hell was you made of? Right. Cause more. It's all aesthetics. And I know what it is. They would know what it is. It would be no thing or whatever, but I'm sure that each one of them have a rule for me.
Mm-hmm.
That they don't have for somebody else in their life.
Yes.
that one that would cost me the most probably has a guy that she would do everything that she does with me and won't even, you know, wouldn't charge him nothing or what have you. And it's just, when guys get to that, when guys really understand that point, it's kind of like all women have a price. It's just whether or not you got the currency that they accept. Mm-hmm. Life become real easy. And dealing with women become real easy because you can just move on. And it's not even a challenge to your ego, because if a woman be like, nah, I'm good, you just be like, oh, okay. And you go on to the next one. Mm. Like it's insane. It is so insane. That's also one of the beauties of being 40. Cause at 40, I can deal with somebody in their mid-20s, or I can deal with somebody in their 50s. It just all depends on how I'm feeling and what I'm and whatever. Like, I have the, I want to say this.
About like dealing with somebody in their late 20s versus dealing with somebody who's closer to 50. But sometimes maturity be on the same spectrum, so it's really not a pro or a con either way.
True, because there's a lot of men who are 50 years old. I'll be looking at them like, yo, nigga, did you pass 25? Did you just stop at 25? Like, what the hell?
It is the saddest thing to see, because there's so many men who life would be so much easier if you just step into your next level.
But is it easier for, but is that easier for them, or is it easier for what we expect?
When you say
you know their life would be easier, okay, is their life actually easier for them, or is what we expect that would come from it easier? Because like not everybody is just capable of being a certain way. The best way I can explain it is I used to work for this company managing their meeting rooms and stuff. Mm-hmm. Right? Real chill job. When they had a meeting room, there was a person I called that would move the chairs and tables around. Mm-hmm. Right? And this guy who moved the tables and chairs around, good dude. Chill dude, didn't want for a whole lot or whatever. Probably all together in a year made 30K, maybe 30K. Mm-hmm. Wasn't retired or anything. It's just he found his lane. He made the money he made. He was happy. He was cool. Had a wife, whole nine. He had the ability to move up and make more money. He never took it. He never took it because in his mind, the money has been nice and all that, but his life wouldn't have been easier. He enjoyed where he was. Mm-hmm. Right. And so, to kind of circle back, it's kind of like things that we believe would make someone life easier. We have to make sure that we are looking at it from their point of view and what we would think would make their life easier.
I think I'm looking at it from their perspective too, but again, it's a level of maturity. I can look at your life or what you're dealing with from the outside in and have a list of things that I think would be like the steps for you to elevate and be better. Mm-hmm. Like there's less that you have to carry because you're trying to come off a certain way. But if you're in it and you can't see it from afar, you're not going to peep those things. Mm-hmm. Right? And if you're not comfortable in maturing and getting to that next level because you're scared of what that might look like or what that might require, you're going to be in that man spot that you just gave an example about, where you're just like, no thanks, I don't want that opportunity. When in all actuality, if you carried yourself a certain way in your 40s and you are not still trying to sag your pants, wear the latest sneakers, buy the best car, but you're struggling to make payments, appear like you have it all in check, but deep inside you're miserable because you're feeling like society is not giving you the respect or the accolades you feel like you deserve by now, because your peers have better or live an easier life than you, and you feel like you shouldn't have to be on somebody's clock in order to make the money you feel like you're supposed to make. How you represent yourself and how you carry yourself sometimes has a lot to do with that.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, and like, I think what you're describing and what I'm, I guess what you're describing and what I'm referencing is two different things. And I think I misreferenced what you were saying, because the guy I'm describing don't complain. and the guy you're describing complains. Is complaining. And so, okay. So like, yeah, I don't even know.
But both of those examples work hand in hand at different extremities.
It's fun.
You know, people are interesting, but yeah. I enjoyed this conversation.
I did too. We we might have to do this again, ma'am.
Yeah. Because I feel like we talked about the topic, but we also talked about other things that were not the topic, but were a part of the topic.
Yeah. I feel like if you listen to this back, you'll be able to cut it up and...
Perfect! The whole time while you were explaining things, and I was like, okay, I have a comment for what he just said. You will go into something, and then I had to pin it. And then digest what you were currently talking about, and then hope that my mind will be able to pick that.
I'm so sorry. It is okay.
I like to think, but
unfortunately, you are one of those people that my mom told me to look out for. You're one of those people who's stupid enough to sit there and let me talk.
Yeah.
Because my mom says all the time, boy, don't get around nobody that's stupid enough to let you talk. Just you'll talk their head off. Just don't. But at the same time, you and I know it had been a while since we had an actual, you know, real conversation, but one of the things that I appreciate about you is the fact that you're one of the few that I've met where what I say is heard as I've said it. Mm-hmm. And if it didn't make sense, or it wasn't even if it was uncomfortable or whatever, it is it's still a conversation. It doesn't turn into a back and forth kind of thing.
A healthy debate that goes nowhere.
Yeah, pretty much. And one of the things that I like about your podcast, especially when I hear you talking to other people, is you can tell that whoever it is that you're talking to, the conversation is open on both ends, and it's not a thing where it's like a particular agenda being pushed, or I guess I don't know how I want to say it. Like, it really is just a regular ass conversation. You said what?
I try not to pick sides.
Yeah, you do play the fence a lot.
So, like,
You play the fence, mm-hmm, unless it is something that you just like, oh no, I can't let that go.
Yeah.
But there isn't too many of those things. So, you know, I told you, you're one of my top five people on TikTok. but you've been top five for a minute. You're very much so lucky I'm not still in Atlanta. If I was still living in Atlanta, you would have a problem, ma'am, because I would have pulled up on you already. However, not Atlanta. I am not GA anymore. I think I'm gonna do that on my personal page, because I'm gonna create the top five women I'm hooked on right now for TikTok. You're one, the girl Paige, the plant lady.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, my God, that is a beautiful.
I had to stop looking because I'm just like, I don't need to buy anything else.
Man, that woman did. That woman spit sends chills in places that's supposed to stay warm. Like, I'm telling you, that did she just do something to me? That's her. There's this other girl, I can't say her name right now. I can't think of her name right now, but she has the best, worst dad jokes. Oh my God. It is the delivery of those jokes that I just be like, girl, now you know better. You should not have said that.
There's this man that's designated at my job, my corporate job, to send dad joke emails every morning. And I,
oh my God, that thing
blocked like, him so bad.
Like the last video of her, she was like, her teacher said that icy was the hardest word to spell or something like that. And then she was like, I see why. I see why. And it was like, why is that so corny? Oh my God. Oh my God. But yeah, y'all holler at my day. And then the last one is, she just danced. She's dancing. She looked like she's in like a living room kind of setup kind of thing. It's like a living room transition to a kitchen, yeah, or whatever. And she just be in her own little world with her headphones on. And it's not TikTok dances.
Yeah.
And she's not twerking. It's more, you know, more of a pop lock like situation, but it's really, really smooth. It's so smooth, and it is. This one sounds terrible. It's actually calming. It's very calming because just this group isn't. And you can tell that she just is in her own little world, happy as a damn lock. Happy as a lock. But yeah, definitely my news. Have you ever analyzed your For You page or your For You timeline?
You know what I like to do? I like to refresh it and clear it. Like, show it up a lot.
Yeah.
So I haven't looked at it lately, but
part of the reason why I have so many profiles is I specifically change when I realize like I'm getting too much of something. I'll just make another profile. Cause like now you've invaded my personal space.
Why don't you just shuffle the explore page?
You invaded my personal space. I just make all my page. I got a page, and then like I did a social experiment. I got a page where it's nothing but MAGA and MAGA stuff.
Oh my god!
And I told my mom, and my mom was like, why? And I said, because mom, you have to put it to perspective. For as much stuff as we see that we agree with, they see the same amount of stuff that they agree with. And for like, it for me, it just puts into perspective like how people can stay uninformed and ignorant if they choose to.
Man, so ignorant.
Yeah, if they choose to. Like, if you choose to stay ignorant, if you choose to believe that black men hate black women,
you have to go out your way to find things that support that thought.
Find things to support it. Exactly. If you believe that.
Thank you so much for checking out this podcast. Clearly, you like what comes out of my throat, okay? But there's levels to this, okay? Whether you're listening to She Gets It Pod, We're Right with Shan, So What Page We On Be, Cozy Womb Podcast, The Creator Podcast, or Call Me When You Get Off Podcast, or I feel like I'm missing one, The Real Relationship Rapport, or an oldie, Loud Mouth Stereo with Greg. I appreciate you. You matter. Please subscribe. Please drop a review on any one of those podcasts on your favorite podcast app. I am available even on Amazon Music, okay? I appreciate you, all right? You can find me at Shanby Podden on most social media platforms. You can find me on shanbypodden.com, where it gives you all of the episode, all of the books, all of the access to the links and about me. And you can find me on Bonfire, Shanby Podden Spot, to buy your merch. There's graphics on there. There's hoodies on there. There's sweatshirts. There's bags. There's mugs. I got it all. All right? And I'm keeping y'all in mind because shipping is fucking high. But I appreciate y'all. Thank you so much for checking out my podcast. I do appreciate it. Please let me know what you think. And if you want to contact me at shankencreate@gmail.com. All right, let's get back to this episode.
Every black woman on this earth is out for your money or is a gold digger or what have you. Right? Like if that's what you believe, you got to go out of your way. And your algorithm is going to feed you that belief.
It takes one like and one comment under one thing, and it's going to be like, oh, you like
that? It don't even take that. If you take too long to scroll away from it, it will be the next three things. Because it's like, it's check it. It was like, damn, you scrolled fast past that. Hold on, let me see you another one of these just to make sure. Okay, you stayed a little longer. Okay, so you might not have mean to do that the first time. Let me see you another one. And man, you mess around, watch something for 10 seconds, it's in your algorithm now. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Ain't nothing you can do about it. It's in your algorithm. So, but yeah, I love this. I've enjoyed this. I hope I didn't talk your head off.
You didn't. You probably gave me some thoughts to think about. litter topics of things.
I appreciate you taking some time out. I'll send you a thing that you can tag me as far as like the episode clips. I'll send you that page or whatever. Hopefully my good decision won't be too upset.
No.
But look, we know what's bad. What's bad is the conversations that you and I, conversations we had tonight and all the things we've talked about tonight. I've talked about with her.
Yeah. And that's another thing about a gap is the understanding that I don't even have to be offended about your experiences or your thoughts.
I really don't. No. And what I like about her is what I like about her that I don't think it's a, I don't think it's an age thing. I just think it's a her thing. She has the energy to have any conversation that I want to have, but she has the, what's a good grown up word? She has the discernment to know which conversations apply to me and her.
Okay, so it's not like,
and which ones don't.
What you meant by that?
Yeah, she don't do that. No. Because I told her, because one of the things I told her, I was like, yo, I don't talk. I was like, I don't talk about like celebrities and their relationship stuff.
Yeah.
And she was like, why not? And I was like, because I don't care. And she was like, I get that. I was like, yeah. I was like, nah. I was like, if you really want to have those conversations or whatever, like I can, but I don't. And she was like, who do you think? No, she said, who have you been dating? And I was like, look, it's hard out here for a pimp.
I have a thing where I'm just like, if the person is not in my pay bracket, their business is not mine.
I don't want to. If the person's what?
Not in my pay bracket. So like,
not in your pay bracket.
I'm not gonna sit on an episode and be like, let's talk about Cardi B talking to this. I don't give a fuck. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's her decision as a grown woman to talk to who she wants to talk to.
What I find funny is people take that situation and try to apply it.
Their life.
To their lives. It is like, nigga, no. Especially women. Like guys, I don't say this. To me, guys are a little different because the tax bracket, in order to be treated as if you have money or don't have money, like it varies based on the girl you're dealing with, because there's girls who really don't have anything to where if you make, you know, 25 to 30 grand, like you make a whole lot of money compared to them, because they don't have any money. They don't actually have any. And like having a, as a guy, if you have a place of your own, a car of your own, you immediately separate yourself from a lot of dudes. And so it's kind of like, it kind of gives you this false sense of where you are, but you can kind of stay in that lane if you wanted to, because it's not many men who fit that bill.
Let me tell you,
out of the
six relationships I've had thus far, I've never known and never asked how much money you make. Never.
So it's funny.
Never wanted to know, because it was never, you would never be able to keep me interested based upon your income.
So
how do I feel when I'm here, and how well do you take care of yourself? Do I feel safe? Yeah, you got like, those covered? Then we can proceed until I see something where I'm just like, no, this has to stop.
So I'm going to say to you, what I end up saying to other women, such as yourself. You have to understand that you are not the typical. A guy runs through 20 of the rules before they run into the exception. And unfortunately, sweetie, you're one of these exceptions. All right. Most guys run into a woman who finds a sneaky way to ask how much money he made.
Oh man.
Just because she did not, and the way they go around or work around asking, like the way they look at it is like, I didn't ask you how much money you made. I don't care how much money you made. Yeah, but you always asking, but you ask me what I do. Mm-hmm. You ask me what I do. You ask me you know, how much was like, you ask things to try to use context clues in order to figure out how much I have. Mm-hmm. And that is when you're younger as a guy, you don't understand that's what she's doing. Mm-hmm. And then you have, again, I'm not talking about exceptions. I'm talking about the rule. The rule is a woman associates dates or what you spend on a date as how well you can provide for them.
Which is stupid to me.
Very. But that's what they do. Right? Which is what I believe is the what's the word? Which is what I think is at the core of that whole coffee date bullshit.
Yes, because I'm just like, oh, y'all go into a coffee shop. Let's go get ice cream and go to the park and talk for hours type of girl.
Yeah, but either way, but I think that's at the core of it. That's what it is. At the core of it is they associate how much you're able to frivolously spend to how well you're able to provide, not knowing that what they're essentially setting themselves up for is a guy who has an expectation after he's spent X amount of dollars.
And then be mad that you have the audacity to think I was about to come to your place and fuck. Well, what else?
Yeah. What else would you do? You want to go to the NBA game as a first date. Mm-hmm. And these tickets is $500, $600 or whatever. Mm-hmm. I was telling this one girl who gave me the ew. She was younger. She gave me the ew, right? Because I told her, I was like, let's meet up or whatever. We can be at Starbucks or something, you know, just kind of talk to everybody. She was like, ew, did you just invite me to coffee? Yeah. What's wrong? She's like, I don't do coffee dogs. It's giving broke. Mm. And I said, oh, really? She said, yeah, it's giving broke. Like, you can't think of nothing better than that. Are you trying to figure out if I'm worth more than that? Mm. And I told her, I said, the guy who asks you for coffee is actually doing you a favor. Mm. Because he's trying to find out if he likes who you are as a person, or if he just likes the aesthetics of you. And deep down, you know that all you have to offer is your aesthetics. So that's why you don't want to meet for coffee. Because at coffee, you can't go to Starbucks and spend enough money to impress anybody.
You shouldn't.
You can't.
And then for whoever's buying, it would be a ew that you're so impressed by the fact that I bought you this coffee.
Like there's no way that I can impress you with anything that I with, and there's no way I can impress you with what I do for you at what I can do for you at Starbucks. If I spend $100 in Starbucks on just two people, that's a red flag.
That's why some say I don't want to be this woman's first good guy.
Yeah. If I can't buy the Starbucks, that's a red flag. Because why am I asking you somewhere that I can't afford? Yeah. If you can't sit down with me and have a conversation with me long enough to enjoy a cup of coffee.
What would we do at dinner?
Exactly. And so, honestly, as a woman, any guy who asks you to go for coffee is the most perfect guy you can possibly meet for a first date, because you will find out quickly whether or not you actually like this motherfucker or not. Because if you don't like him, but you still want to, get something out of him, you can just be like, "Yeah, so we went to, you know, we went to coffee last time. Like, next time we go out, like, can we go to dinner at da 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 da?" Like, then you can work on getting something out of him, and then you can find out whether he actually like you or not, right? But this will sound so terrible. I said this the other day. We've always known men ain't shit.
Yes.
We've always known men ain't shit. We've always known that there are guys who are just ignorant. You know, they like it. We always known as guys that ain't shit. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, we're finding out is that there's just as many women who ain't shit. And for a long time, that truth was hidden in the fact that you as a man had to go through so much to deal with a woman.
That's now, why I did this season that I just did for She Gets a Pop, because I wanted men to get out of the rapture of thinking they were doing these things to get somewhere with a woman that had no plans for you.
They had did nothing whatsoever. And I had a girl ask me one time, why do guys, like, they do all this and then they meet you and they get you and then, like, they just stop dealing with you? I said, because you ain't a good person.
Yeah.
They realize that everything about you was aesthetics. You have zero substance to you. And so they were trying to be more than what, like, you showed them that you can't be more than just something that they use for the aesthetics. Mm. And something you did. And so they no, I'm good with this.
The ones that kill me are the ones that the man just stops responding, stops calling, stops answering, and then they be like, "So I'm outside at his house. He hasn't come out for the last 2 hours. I'm just wait to see what happens."
Let me tell you, that's not funny. I've had
it's that. Not happen. Funny, but it's just like, what if it was a mistake? What if a man did that?
I've had that happen. That is not funny. That is so not funny. That is so not funny. And here's the bad part. The bad part is, they know the law. They know the law. So, like, the time it happened to me, she sat outside my, I got a fence in the yard. So she sat outside the fence. She didn't come knock on the door. She sat outside the fence and waited and waited and waited. And I looked at her and I was like, okay, wait, what are you? So I texted her. I said, what are you doing? She's like, I'm waiting for you to come out. I said, for what? So we can talk. I said, I told you we can text. No, I want to talk. And I sent her a text. I said, you want to talk because talking is your way of saying things and then claiming you didn't say them later on. If we're texting, there's the proof that you said what you said. Right. I just want to talk. I said, okay. I knew she hated dogs. So what did I do? I let the dogs out front. Yeah. That particular day, I had like 8 dogs here at this house. I let them all outside. Why you let these dogs outside? Woman, I work from right here. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm letting dogs out. You standing by my fence. They would do exactly what dogs do. She stayed at the fence. They barking, they jumping, they causing all this kind of commotion and all this other kind of stuff. I said, her text, this is what you wanted. You wanted to come here to make a scene. I gave what you wanted. Like, it was terrible. She was full transparency. This is why I stopped talking to her. I stopped talking to her because while we were at dinner, do you know this woman invited her friend to our dinner?
What? Who does that?
Invited her friend to our dinner. Invited her friend to our dinner. Yeah. I paid for the dinner. For safety reasons. I just wanted to be able to get the hell up out of Dodge. Yeah. I did. I paid for all 3 of our dinners. And I went home. And I never called her again. Never called her. I didn't respond to any text or anything.
And she had the nerve to want to talk.
She had the nerve to want to talk and pull up.
What are we talking about?
I asked your friend that you asked the dinner. Like, let me tell you, it's hard out here for a pimp. It's hard out here for a pimp. And I'm sure any woman who's hearing me talking right now, sweetheart, I know you go through hell with dudes. I know. I'm not absent of it. I'm not absent of the fact that you go through hell with dudes. I just need every woman to understand that for as much as they go through dealing with guys, men go through the same. Dealing with women, it's we all on this. We all have the same struggles. We do. They who like you. Oh my God, woman! It is 12. It's after 12 o'clock.
No,
we're on the phone. We're on the phone, caking it like we in high school. Wait, we call it caking. What y'all call it? What you call it?
Don't try to act like I'm not in the same time frame. My kids be doing that to me. Back in your day, what did you call this? Girl, don't try to play me. Goodness.
So I was asking from a regional standpoint.
Yeah, don't clean it up.
We called it caking. Okay, we called it caking. What did y'all call it?
Same thing.
Y'all called it caking. Okay. Yeah, this is not high school, ma'am.
Up on your mama cordless.
Oh my God. My mom lit into me.
I didn't care. I had the phone from 9 p.m. the last night to the bus pulled up.
Oh my God. Ain't nobody got time. I mean, let me tell you, it was very much so worth it. You can allow me to talk your head off anytime you want to. Lord have mercy. Get off my phone, precious.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. I'll talk to you later.
This was good. This was a good little conversation about many things. Things people need to think about when they assume they're going to get certain things out of people or have a certain lifestyle. Either way, if you are 18 plus, you are making your own decisions. But whether or not a 19-year-old has themselves in a 25-year-old and up space, as a man and as a woman, you have to be the wiser person to say, this person is too young to be talking to. This person is too immature to be talking to. This person needs their time to develop. If there is a 22-year-old reaching out to a 50-year-old, girl, you know damn well what you're doing. Same thing with a guy, you know exactly what you're doing. Some younger men like older women. Some younger women like older men. But there has to be somebody who's wise enough to know, like, I don't want these problems, or I'm willing to deal with what this might bring me. And that is my whole thought process with this age gap thing, is neither one of y'all are aloof as to what y'all on. Whether you're there for money, whether you're there for a lifestyle, whether you're there because it's just easier to deal with somebody who doesn't roam the same spaces that you do. Each of y'all are doing it for your own benefits within it. And it comes with its own cons. How long does that last? I don't know. But that is a personal decision. Me personally, I have gone up in age and dated. I have went down in age and dated. Either way, you still deal with a level of bullshit. And it's a level of bullshit that you have to decide if you want to continue dealing with or go back to being single. Currently, I am enjoying being single because, you know, there's just a lot of people out here fronting like they're doing their work and they ain't doing shit. Okay, and it's just easier to deal with me. But I wish everybody who's dating the best. I wish everybody who's in relationships the best. Personally, I'm enjoying my break out of that shit. Either way, thank you so much for checking out another episode of She Gets a Pod. These were three bonuses. Again, this is part three. There are two other parts to this. If you did not listen to them, shame on you. If you do not agree with what was said on these episodes, I love it. If you do agree, I love it. If you're still iffy about things that were said, I love it. That means you're thinking, okay? Think for yourself, but make the decisions that you make with ownership, with accountability, please. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed your Things Taken week. Welcome to December. I hope it's a great month for you. And enjoy yourself. Peace.